First of all, I would like to introduce a person who is probably going to welcome the Patroons more heartily than anybody else in Albany County. And she is the mayor of the city of Albany, Kathy Sheehan.
Thank you. And so this podium was built for a Patroon.
There you go.
So I am so excited by this announcement today. One thing that a lot of people don't know about me is that I am a huge sports fan. I was a season ticket holder for the Albany Devils. I love to watch basketball. I love to watch football. I got to sit on the bench with the UAlbany women's team, and I almost got a technical foul called against me. I'm a very passionate sports fan, and so when we have the opportunity to have a hometown team, it is really, really exciting, because I know that when we rally around our sports teams, we come together as a community. And this is a sports franchise that is legendary in our city, that people still talk about with great, great memories, and that they would love to see come back. And so this is a really exciting announcement. This venue, we know, needs to be utilized more. When people come in here, they look around and they see that this is just really an amazing venue, and it was built for this. And it was the successful home of the Patroons, and I know that it will be the successful home for years to come. And so this is an exciting and great day for our city, and I want to thank everyone who has come together and the work that remains to be done to ensure that we are here, that we are helped this franchise to be successful. And when you look at where we are and how poised we are to be able to welcome fans to this building, to welcome fans to this Central Avenue and Lark Street corridor, with the new zoning that we have in our city, with our restaurants, with the incredible ethnic foods that we have up and down Central Avenue, and it's just the perfect time for us to be ready for exciting basketball, feet on the street, people here, fans, and coming together as a community. So it's an exciting day for the city. I look forward to legendary games occurring here and the excitement that will come with welcoming back our wonderful Albany Patroons. Thank you.
Could you move that chair right up here for Assemblymember Pat Fahey, who's also here with us today? The next person I'd like to introduce to you was actually a member of the Albany High School basketball team, and then they made him head cheerleader. And he is the great Albany County Executive, and I'd like to introduce him right now, County Executive Dan McCoy.
Tough crowd. Listen, I was hoping the basketball hoops are going to be up because I wanted to take Tarek and David on and show them that I do have some skills. But, as a kid growing up in the city of Albany and really talking to people, and you go back until, 84 and 88 when they won the championships and we had the legendary coach here, but you really talk to people, to this day they still talk about the experience they had here, the memories they had, the friendships that they made. I found out that my mother-in-law followed along with Puerto Rico with this guy when he was here up here running the thing, and I go, really? Well, she goes, hey, you got to meet with this guy tomorrow? See if he remembers us in Puerto Rico. And he told me he has a picture of my mother-in-law on his lap. So I'm going to get that and use that later on today to get a good dinner out of her. But it's really about the community and having things to do. And Mayor Sheehan said it right, and I thank her for her leadership here in the city of Albany and for her partnership, not just with the county, but here with the Patroons and with this armory. Because it's really about bringing that culture back and really giving experience for someone to do something. You know, when I sit around sometimes on a weekend, that we got free time a lot, Kath. But when we're out and we get some time to take the kids or just a wife or some friends to come to a good basketball game and to be this close on the floor to watch this game is just incredible. And the friendships that you make and the arguments that you have in the stands with people and yelling at the refs, which I never yell at the refs. I'm just going to make that very clear there. My wife reminds me that I couldn't play basketball in school and I still can't. But I want to say thank you for your vision and for believing in Albany and bringing this great game back, because it's only going to expand. It's going to start in 2018 in January, and we're hoping by 2020 to be up to 20 to 25 teams. That really is just going to highlight local kids too that graduate from Siena, or your high school favorite basketball players around the area that can compete and try to go to the next level, but really have people come out to support and see a good game. And it is about economic development too, and giving back to the community and making money, and that's part of it. But most importantly, if anyone has never been here when they played, to come and see their games, it's just going to be pure entertainment, because it really is. To watch Derek Rowland to be the next coach and to be on the bench and not playing, I think he was afraid to shoot, have some free shoots with me. But, you know, to watch you is going to be awesome. When I went to my, I was joking with him the other day, when I brought my daughter to SUNY Potsdam, I there's a Hall of Fame. And whose picture do I see? This guy. And I go, I can't get away from him. It did scare me at first, but then I realized it was all right. But I do want to thank David. I want to thank you for the leadership, all of the leadership here that's on the bench next to my side, to believe in us, believe in this city, believe in this county, and to the fans that are going to be built, and to the people that are here. This is going to be awesome, and I look forward to it. Thank you.
Also, just to impress on the importance of the patroons here in Albany and in the capital region, I would like to introduce to you an assemblywoman who, from another district, but nonetheless from the capital region. She does a great job with her partner, John McDonald, assemblywoman and assembly member Pat Fahey.
Thank you, and terrific to be here. Sorry, I'm a little late with another press event. It's just a great day in Albany, and it's not just the sunshine. I think my district is across the street. We're never quite sure, but either way, I live right here in Albany, and it's a wonderful partnership to share so much of so much enthusiasm for Albany with Assemblyman John McDonald. This is exciting. I think my husband is even more excited than I am because he follows more of the sports. But it's not just the opportunity that it shows yet again that we've arrived and that here we go again with the armory, but it's also about making sports available to our youth. I know we don't have physical access to professional sports, but professional sports are becoming less and less accessible financially for so many families. It's hundreds of dollars to go to see any type of game. But when we have sports teams right here in our city, in the core of the Capital Region, these are the affordable kinds of games where we can see the semi-pros, if you will, and inspire those youth to work harder, to play harder, and to know that this is right here in the Capital Region, because it is not only physically but financially too inaccessible for too many of our families, and yet every child deserves an opportunity to see terrific basketball, let alone other sports. So thank you for again investing in Albany. This is very exciting for the entire region. Thanks.
And now from the 108th Assembly District, Assemblyman John McDonald.
Good morning, everybody. And to Dave and to Derek and all the owners and the supporters, thank you for your confidence here in the capital city of Albany. Thank you for bringing professional basketball back to the city of Albany. Independent of this announcement, about a week ago, my mom reminded me back about 30, 40 years ago how our family actually owned a professional basketball team, aptly called the Cohoes Mastodons, and they played against the Syracuse Generals, which many of you will recall. And of course, my mom's like 81, so she likes to remember yesterday and the fun times that they had and how it really brought the community together and really got everybody behind one voice. This, I think, to me, is reminiscent of that. I remember sitting over there in Section A2 when I watched my first basketball game here. At that time it was Siena, and not too far after it was many Albany Patroon games. I'm very excited about this continued investment here in the city, and I truly can't wait to tip off. Thank you.
And now now Mayor Morris is affectionately known as the Cohoes Mastodon, by the way. I also want to say that we have people here from, and we want to thank them for being here, from the Central Avenue bid, from the downtown Albany bid, from the Convention and Visitors Bureau, and especially my friend Dan Atkins, president of the Lark Street bid. We all remember what this team did to Lark Street many, many years ago. In addition, we have council member Richard Conte, county legislator Chris Higgins, and a guy who I actually, it took me a whole term to remember your name, how to say your name, Darius Shanafar, the treasurer of the city of Albany. And also, thank you to Tom O'Connor, who is the Director of Government Relations for the Capital Region Chamber of Commerce, for being here. And anyone that we forgot, I apologize for. I would like to introduce to you the gentleman who is the leader of the new league that the Patroons will be part of. He is a former NBA player, former college standout on an academic scholarship, a coach, and a former Patroon, and a friend of the Capital Region. Please welcome the president of the league, Dave Magley.
I'm sorry, you said this was too high? Just want to make sure I understand that. I'm thrilled to be here today. Before I share with you what our vision is, there's a couple guys I want to bring up and have them share just a quick story or two about what it felt like to play in this amazing venue in front of these incredible people in that era of time that we played. I was fortunate enough to be on the first championship team that Phil Jackson coached, and he did a lot of great things. He went on to have pretty good fame and a lot of fortune. And success, and we're proud of the fact that we all got to play with Phil. But I'm equally as proud of the fact that I got to play with Lowe's Moore. Lowe's Moore has been a stalwart in the Mount Vernon community, running the Boys and Girls Club and touching thousands of lives with his stories and his testimony, with his passion. You know, one of the things we do is we give young men visions to dream about being pro athletes, but we hope we do a good job of teaching them how to be post athletes. And how we can do things that impact lives. And if we could all be as successful as Lowe's Moore, we'd be pretty fortunate. So, if Lowe's, if you come up here and just say a couple things, I'd appreciate it.
All right, I want to say hello. Truly, it's a pleasure. I came up that way into the armory, never been that way. As many times as I've been in only that way. And I was thinking, I was kind of having a flashback because when I started playing with the Albany Patroons, I had just gotten married. And then I had two little girls. And I was having a flashback of everybody in the arena carrying around my daughters, who are now, Michelle is 31 and an assistant principal in the Bronx, and Sherelle is assistant coach at Howard University. So it's kind of weird. And I was just talking about, I remember Ernestine, I think she kept the score here, and her son Dennis, they were my only relief when me and my wife needed to go on a date. They took care of our kids while we got a breather. And I just remember those family things. Whereas it was one of the first times, it's almost like high school. You know, when you play in high school, everybody's right on the floor with you. This is literally playing for the Albany Patroons. Everybody was right on the floor with you. When you went to the bathroom downstairs out of the locker room, everybody was in the bathroom with you in the locker room. There was absolutely no privacy. But it made for an amazing time here. And friendships that I still have. I love coming to Albany and catching up with old friends. And it was just an amazing time for me. It helped me recover, you know, after playing in the NBA, which was where I wanted to be. Since I was a little kid, that was my dream. I got an opportunity to play 3 years in the NBA. and they sent me to Siberia called Montana, and I was playing in the CBA, and then Phil, my savior, came, and he traded for me and brought me to Albany, and where I spent 7 years of my life, wonderful, wonderful part of my life, playing for the Albany Patroons, and playing with so many great players that should have been in the NBA, should have stayed in the NBA. Of course, you know, Michael Ray Richardson, who I was talking to last Friday, Sidney Lowe. We can go on and on about great players. Players. And my roommate in Cleveland, and my roommate with the Albany Patroons, and the president of this new league, David Magley. He's been married 36 years, and I've been married 34 years. How can I forget Dave? And let me, can I tell you a real quick story about Dave? Just a real quick one. We were in Cleveland, leaving to go on a trip, and they were having the wrestling, professional wrestling there. So we both walk in to get ready to go. And Dave is like, is this wrestling for real? Are you guys really real wrestlers? And of course these guys are like 6'11", 6'8", 300 and some pounds. So I started distancing myself from Dave because they started to get real angry. And I just left them. I was like, look, because they about to kill him. And he's just smiling. Yeah, is this real? I'm like, oh, man. And so he's a character. He's the best person for the league with his spirit and his passion for people and for basketball. This is going to be amazing. Derek should do an amazing job, you know, with the Albany Patroons. I'm sure you guys remember when we left the Armory and we went to Times Union. And we remember we lost that family, right? And because this is always, this atmosphere, this arena has always been about family and the ability to not only see great basketball and great basketball players, but to allow those basketball players to come into your community and impact people and transform lives is really what the Albany Patroons is all about. And really, the human spirit was what the Albany Patroons is all about. And it's going to be great to bring that back. So I welcome this opportunity. I thank you for the pleasure of speaking. I will never forget Albany. I will never forget the Albany Patroons and the impact that it's had on my life. Thank you.
Thank you, Lowe's. And next up, I want to just introduce real quickly Charlie Rosen. Charlie was our assistant coach. Charlie Rosen is a famous, world-famous author, written a lot of books, most of which are about Phil Jackson. But Charlie also used to be the head coach of the Patroons at one time. So he's got a rich tradition. He lives a few hours away, and he's like, Mags, I'd love to come up and support this. And I said, Charlie, please come up and help us. So Charlie Rosen, come on up.
Good morning, everybody. I'm really happy to be here again. I was in the CBA for 9 years. I probably saw more games and was in more CBA cities than even Derek and Lowe's. From Bangor, Maine, to Albuquerque, from Yakima to Tampa Bay, and maybe 100 cities in between. And still, the atmosphere here was incomparable. The passion of the fans, the interest, the intelligence of the fans. They knew what was good basketball and what was not good basketball. They were discerning fans. So playing here, I've never seen a team be more empowered by the fans. Yeah, the locker room was a closed closet or whatever. It was pretty ratty, but once we came up here, bang, it was different. This was real basketball. This was playing basketball for the love of basketball, and the people who came watched basketball because they loved basketball. So it was an amazing experience for me. I learned a whole lot. I sat next to Phil for 3 years, and I learned how to see the game a different way, because he certainly sees it a different way. I learned how to see referees as being a necessary evil, which is why, one reason why in my 6 years as a head coach, I led the CBA in technicals every single year. I'm proud of that. You know, I was looking for justice. The other thing I learned here, Phil and I used to scrimmage once in a while when somebody was hurt or something like that. So playing with these guys occasionally, I learned that I wasn't as good as I thought I was, which was very, very healthy for me. But just being back here, this building just resonates with so many wonderful people, wonderful players, wonderful games, wonderful fans, and the feeling was that the Patroons were part of the Albany family, and Albany was a part of the Patroons family, and that's what really made this whole situation special. So the Patroons live again, and we are all here to honor that and to feel the joy that that brings. Thank you very much.
I don't know if you know this, but before I get too far started, they're even doing a documentary on the Patroons called thepatroonsmovie.com. And I on your social media, I would click on that and follow it, because they've got hours and hours, and a young man from here is putting it together, and it's going to be incredible. It's really, really cool. And, you know, what other thing that's not a major pro sport has that going on? Who's doing documentaries on any place else but in Albany? So you know, I'm excited to be professional basketball here. There's nothing semi about what we're doing, and there's nothing minor about what we're doing. This is pro basketball. Make no bones about it. These guys are going to be paid pros. They're gonna live in good venues. They're gonna play in amazing venues. They're gonna travel the right way, and they're gonna behave in a manner that's professional. Because what's unique about this league is we're gonna be going into the school systems. We're gonna ask permission from our dignitaries here to go into their school system and impact lives. We're gonna have an opportunity when we walk in. You know, when one of us walks into school, we look different than everybody else. We're taller. Some are better looking than others, but. They walk through, and why are you here? Well, I'm here to talk to you about anti-bullying, about the value of self, about the value of staying in school, about the value of education, about the dangers of drug and alcohol. Whatever the school district needs, we can deliver that message. We can deliver it better than we think anybody else can. So we're going to be very actively involved in the community. This league was born out of a passion for me. I was fortunate enough to play here when my wife was pregnant with our first child 33 years ago. And when I went home to have the baby delivered, I came back and got cards and letters from people like Paula and Pat and so many different families that just treated me like I was their own. And it made the time away from my wife and children good or better than it could be. So it was an incredible place, and this means a lot to me. As I was driving to come up here for the first time about 2 months ago and first met with Derek and Don, that day before, I was in Indiana, where I'm from, and I drove by a sign, and the sign said, Hoosiers Gym. I've never been to where they filmed the movie Hoosiers. So I went into that, and at the time I went in, I could see Whitey at the free throw line throwing it underhand and making the bucket. I could see Jimmy Chitwood getting the ball and going to the left and going to the right and making it, and the crowd go crazy. I could see all that in my mind. And then I came up here the very next day. Charlie and I, which combined have one good leg, we strolled up here from all the way down. It took us a while. We were sweating pretty hard by the time we got here. Came in, and you could smell the gym. And it smelled like basketball. You could walk in, and I could hear the screams coming back to me. I could remember the emotions of what it felt to play for people that cared about you. I thought, man, we've got to have a team in this city. So the North American Premier Basketball League is going to be across the entire U.S. It's going to be unique to anything else that's been here since the CBA, because we're going to have standards. Our owners have to have a certain net worth. Our venues have to be at least this size. Our young men all have to be paid in a salary range. They have to live in the right way. They have to be in the community. They're all going to wear the same uniform, different colors, but it's going to be a uniform company that goes throughout the entire thing. We're going to have live streaming. We're going to have televised games. We're going to make this professional basketball for the markets that, as I think the mayor aptly put, often we can't get professional basketball to, but deserve it. In every country in the world that has professional basketball, there's multiple leagues, but the United States and Canada. So why can't we have a pro A? Not a minor, not a semi, but a pro A. Why can't we acknowledge the NBA and we acknowledge the G League as a wonderful thing? But in the last 3 years, with the NBA contract, the televised, they're bringing all the G League teams and they're leaving towns like Boise and Bakersfield and markets that are going to need pro basketball. So why can't we fill all those markets? I've been in Canada for the last 4 years, and I can tell you, the Canadians have fallen in love with basketball. It's the number one sport in Canada for participation. There's more Division I players come from the greater Toronto area than from New York City. It's incredible the growth of the game of basketball in Canada. So Western Canada makes a lot of sense for us. I'm staying out of Eastern to respect the league I just left. But Western Canada is a long ways from east to west, but it's pretty short from our border, north and south. So we're going to tie in cities from all over North America. I think in the next 5 or 6 years, you'll see this league be larger in footprint and number of teams than any team in North America, including the NBA. Will we be bigger than? No, we don't expect to compete with the NBA. It's a different model. We're never going to pay that kind of money for kids. It's where the spirit of the game still lives, which is something Charlie came up with in an elevator. Don't really know why or what he was doing in that elevator, but it's about an hour. I'm like, Charlie, can you get out of the elevator, please? I just want to. No, but he came up with that tagline, which I love, because guys are going to play here for the love of the game. Guys are going to have a lot of fun with it, and you're going to be thrilled to have your patroons back. So without further ado, let me introduce you to the next GM and head coach of the Albany Patroons, Derek Rowland.
Thanks very much, Dave. I'd like to thank everyone for being here. I especially like to thank the mayor of our city, Kathy Sheehan, county executive, Dan McCoy, and all the other dignitaries sitting front here. This is a great day for me, my family, and all the sports fans in the capital region. For me, the Albany Patroon has always been something really, really, really special to me. I think there's a lot of people that came and left Albany as patroons and coaches, and I'm probably one of the few, the only one that's still here. There's a few reasons for that. Albany became my home, and you know, I raised my family here. I've done so many great things here, and I take great pride in being part of that patroon history. That's made me a better person. It's made me a better family man, a better athlete, a better coach. It's just improved my life in so many ways. And the main reasons that I'm here is they say when you find something great in life, you have to share it, you know, pass it on. If we could all do that, this world would be a much, much greater place to live. And one of the things that I found through basketball, especially being a part of the Albany Patroons, right, there's so many benefits that came with it that I wasn't expecting as a basketball player. And I was worried about my jump shot, how many rebounds I got, if I could stop my man on defense. But what I come to find that all the other treasures, like all the people you meet, all the lives you change, all the happiness you bring, all the people that put you up in a great light. That's still going on till this day for me. And I know I could shoot a little bit and we won some championships, but I think I named the nickname Mr. Patroon. And you know, at first I thought it was, you know, the jump shot and the defense I was playing. But when you really think about it, it was all the people that I touched in the community, all the lives I've changed, and all the kids I've had an impact on through basketball. Basketball has allowed me to raise 5 children. I have 5 children, all 5 children played college basketball. I have my 2 daughters here today, Madison McKenzie, who just signed contracts to play in Portugal, just got out of college. I have 2 kids. That's something I'm very proud of. But I can say this with all honesty. If it wasn't for my experience with the Albany Patroons, the coaches, the players, the fans, the ownership, the people that supported us all the way through, a lot of these things in my life and their life wouldn't be happening. So what I'm saying is that we want to transfer this to other families, other kids, other parents, as Kathy said earlier, that wouldn't have the opportunity to meet a professional player, to get good habits from them, see what it's about to be a pro, talk to them, hang out. And all these things here is what makes the Albany Patroons one of the probably the most special franchise in professional sports. It's just been amazing, you know, and everyone that came here today, no one said anything about the players, who are we going to get, you know, who's going to rebound for me, who's going to play defense, because that's not what we're here for. We're going to win some games, we're going to lose some games, but our biggest reason for being here is to make Albany a better place to live. We're moving in the right direction. Again, I've done a lot of great things. There's a lot of great people here. People like Herb Ellis, Pat Riley. Herb has been a personal friend and has supported me from the day I met him. Any venture, any patroons, anything with kids, players, anything, he was there for me without hesitation. And this is a great chance, Herb, to thank you for that. And I really appreciated that. And when you did that for me, I was able to pass the blessings on. I had a couple goals that I was trying to set in my mind, and my list was way too long to go over it here today about what we would like to accomplish here. And, you know, the funny thing about it is that everything that I had that I wanted to talk about, that's all they talked about. The unity that we bring, the people that we bring together, putting smiles on people's faces, seeing kids jump for joy, going to the hospitals, the schools, the communities, and that's what makes this so great. We won some championships, we had great players, but that's why we're here today. I talked to my partner, Don Siepel, talked to Dave Magley about, you know, our main purpose. You know, now, we could go 15-6, we could go 32-0. That wouldn't make this work. But if we fill this place up with people from all communities, all on the same page, everybody's happy, everybody's cheering, that's a home run for the Albany Patroons. So I'm so excited about that. I want to thank everybody for coming. We got our work cut out in front of us. I've done this a few times before, as many as you might know, but I have a lot of confidence with our leaders of our city, with the leader of the league, and with my partners, that we're going to make this an exceptional experience for everyone who gets involved. So I hope to see everybody out here when we throw the ball up, and it's going to be a lot of stuff before the season. You know, functions, bringing people together. You know, we want to do everything. We want to see as many people and touch as many people as we can. And if we can do that, this will be a memorable, be a lot of shaking going on when the game starts. So thanks for coming. Hope to see everyone there. Thank you.
Thank you, Derek. Almost all of our speakers spoke about the Washington Avenue Armory, from Lowe's to Charlie to Dave and Derek, especially the people who played with the Patroons back back when they were here in Albany the first time. I would like to bring up right now the person who is the COO of the Washington Avenue Armory and the general manager, Mike Quartz.
Good morning, everybody. Just wanted to say a couple things and to Charlie and to Lowe's about the terrible dressing room in the basement and having to share the bathroom with fans and ticket holders. The beautiful locker room downstairs now in your own bathroom and showers, so no worry about that. I just wanted to say just a couple words. It goes without saying how excited the Washington Avenue Armory is to be a part of bringing back professional basketball in the city of Albany, and not just professional basketball, but the fact that it's the revival of Albany's hometown team, the Patroons. Everybody's been to events at the Armory, circuses, concert events, galas, fights, boxing. But when this building was renovated, it really, as you can see, it's green and gold. It was with the Patroons and professional basketball in mind. So thank you, Mr. Magley. Thank you to the league, Derek, Don, and everybody else for bringing the Albany Patroons back here to the Armory. Thank you.
And I would like, before I bring David back up again, I'd like to introduce to you the man who is going to be the managing partner of the Albany Patroons. He has a long and storied history in supporting sports in the Capital Region as a businessman and also as a supporter and an owner. Please welcome Don Seipel.
Thank you very much. I do have a long history in sports, but for the benefit of the people here, I'm going to tell you about that story some other day. Derek and I are pleased to have this opportunity, and they're getting excited over here to welcome the Patroons back. It's going to be great. The magic is back, and thank you all for coming today.
Thank you, Don. Once again, the president of the league, Mr. David Magle.
So I'm gonna give you a few facts and then open it up for some questions. First of all, I was remiss by not mentioning my partner, Dr. Sev Hwanek. Dr. Sev is formed the PBL 11 years ago, spent millions of dollars building that league up, has a wonderful franchise that will be in this league called the Rochester Razor Sharks. So you have a built-in rival already in Rochester, New York, who's won a bunch of championships in that league. So they're going to be ready to come at you. And Dr. Sev's commitment to this is significant in that he basically said, big guy, it's yours. I've got your back. Whatever you need, let's make this work. And when I've said we've got to get this going, he said, let's go after it. So I need to thank my partner, first of all. The season will start January 1. Training camps will begin December 15th. The season will last from January through April, with playoffs being in May. We expect the playoffs to be done sometime in mid-May. First season, we're going to have anywhere from 8 to 12 teams, which means there's 96 to 144 jobs available. For you young men that might want to get in shape, you know, I'm just talking to you right there. Give them an elbow. There's a lot of opportunities, I'm just saying. You know, there's opportunities for you to come out. We're hosting combines. I'm seeing wonderful talent all over the world. My first one was in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada, South Bend, Indiana last week. This week I'm going to Dallas. Next week I'm in Raleigh. The following week I'm in Sarasota, Florida. Then I'm in Seattle, Washington. Every weekend for the next 15 weeks, I'm looking at talent all over North America, giving guys an opportunity to play pro basketball. So it's exciting. It's a chance for us to do it, and they fill up. We get 50 guys every week that are thrilled to play there. So just wanted to kind of circle that whole thing in. Are there any questions before we kind of break this down? We have wonderful refreshments, incredible food, wings, sandwiches. Not that I check that kind of stuff out, but I'm the only Patroon that doesn't look like I played. People are like, who are you? I said, well, it was a long time ago. Looked really fast. I wore goggles. I was skinny. No, they can't remember. They think I'm Ralph McPherson.
How many Rose War player that's going to play for us get a chance to go to the NBA?
Well, the Lowe's Moore player that will get a chance to us, that's a great question, Pat. Is their opportunity is going to lie in the fact that the NBA is going younger, and you know they want their guys younger and younger. At 23, 24, 25 years old, oftentimes the NBA players is too old. Because in their mind, if I could get a young person at 19, I can develop them for the next 4, 5, 6 years, which is where they're getting them now. So there's all these wonderful D-League players, G-League players, and collegiate players that are going to be available for us to pull from. Our opportunity is to give them a platform to show. When they come and they show well, if they're playing in the G-League, chances are they're going to be playing, hosting the NBA players that they're developing that are 18, 19, 20. They need to get all the minutes. They need to get all the burn so they can come up and help them right now. But the Lowe's Moores of the world can come play here, show their merit, and next thing you know, they're going to get invited to the Summer League. And if they show well in the Summer League, then they get a chance to go to the G League and the NBA. So it'll be a little different route, but that's how it'll go.
I'll be writing scouting reports and sending them to NBA
people. So and Charlie will be writing scouting reports and sending it to NBA people all the time. And we want to promote our guys and give them opportunities. That's a great question.
Populating teams, are you going to have a draft? Will there be allocations when it's done?
Well, no, that's a great question. Thank you. Effective in about an hour, Derek's phone's going to start burning up from agents all over North America that are saying, I got a guy that can help you right now. They're going to send him a bunch of mixtapes where it's amazing. They never miss a shot. The kids are incredible. Their stats are phenomenal. And that's why we're doing these combines. We want to see them in person. I want to see a young man get up and down the court and see how he can play. I saw a young man play named Kenny Jones this weekend that went to Austin Peay. He's 6'6". He's got a 7'1" wingspan, 36-inch vertical jump, has a lot of dog, can run, and for some reason, he has never shown what he could do. He's going to play in our league. He's excited to play in our league. He could be one of those guys that make it to an NBA roster. We're finding guys like that. And through the season, as we announce our teams, then any combines up to that point, the reports will go out and the players can start getting picked up from them. Number one. Number two, then at the end of the year, anybody that hasn't been picked up will have a draft combine where they'll all be able to come back if they've not gotten a contract yet, come into Chicago, and over a two-day period, we'll determine who's going to draft, and we'll probably do two or three rounds and give a bunch more guys opportunities to come to training camp and earn a place.
What's going to be the ticket price point, and how many fans do you have to draw in order to
get that's a great question as well. We're looking at a price point of anywhere from $8 to $25, $30. So very, very affordable family living. Discounts for families. $1,500 tends to be the number we need to consistently get into this venue. The business model, it's important to us that we build a business that can be sustained. We have to build a business model. It can't be something that somebody's a multi-billionaire and they don't mind losing a bunch of money. It has to be something that can have a chance to break even. Then the valuations are going to rise in this league. We believe that in the next 5 years, these franchise costs are going to be over $1 million. So people that get in today are going to be thrilled, but they got to be here 5 years. So if we don't create a model that they can make money at, it's a bad business model. So we're making certain that works that way. You have a follow-up question, and I'll come to you.
Follow-up question. Have you looked at other pro franchises in this market, in basketball and other sports, that did not succeed?
Those are, again, fantastic question. I'm glad you got the notepad, not me, because I can't think that quick. What we're doing is we're creating standards. So if you look at the leagues that have failed like this, is they've not had standards. So we play in the Washington Avenue Armory, and we pay our guys $1,500 to $5,000 a month. And then we go and we go over to another town in Schenectady where somebody bought a franchise, and they're playing in a rec center, and they're playing with uniforms that the shorts don't match. And if they get enough players, they might give them $50. Then that's not professional basketball. Some teams play 20 games, some teams play 40 games. Everyone will play the exact same number of games. This is professional basketball. So the first thing is, there hasn't anyone been do anything quite like this. And when they've tried it, sometimes they've had the standards too high. We've paid guys $100,000 a year to play. Well, it's difficult to generate that revenue here and keep those prices at $8 to $25. You'd be surprised the number of young men that would give anything to have an opportunity to play for $1,500 to $5,000. It's a fair range. It's as good as a lot of the European countries, and they get to be home. Most of us speak English pretty good, so they have a chance to even speak their own native tongue. The seating capacity in here is going to be somewhere between 23 to 2,500. We're still working with the bit. I'm sorry?
Coyne said 5,000.
Yeah, Jim Coyne said 5,000? Okay. Okay, it's 2,300 comfortably. 5,000 standing room only is what we'll go for. Although we will have some fire codes we want to look at.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, that's probably a pretty fair number. Oh, one other thing is that we think our referees, Charlie will not be allowed on a bench because I'm in charge of the referees, so I will be fining Charlie so much money. But we have the head of our referees is Ronnie Nunn. Ronnie Nunn is a guy that played in the Eastern League before it became the CBA, refereed in the CBA, refereed in the NBA, and then went on to become the head of director of the NBA Referees Association. And he's running our referees. So we're pretty confident we're going to have a really quality group of referees.
Yeah.
Back there. No. If you have sang for the Patroons before and you know O Canada, you have a decent likelihood to sing the national anthem, especially if you ask that question enough times. Your local talent will have local tryouts, as well as we're going to try to drive talent closer. We want, you know, if I find that Kenny Jones type player and he's from the southeastern part of the state, we prefer for them to play in here or Rochester. We want them to be recognized, and it makes more sense financially. We've got guys coming to training camp that we're paying for some gas mileage versus airplane tickets. I've got a young reporter right there raising their hand. He wants to know, when will we eat? So without further ado, I think that's a great way to close. Thanks, guys. We'll be around for questions and answers.